Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 25, Johannesburg 23, Tzaneen 27.
In the traffic, there's a crash in the middle of the Galilee's interchange. Southbound slow from the R24 and 12 Link slow from Linksfield, and it stays busy all the way down to Germiston. And then there's been a crash after Malibongwe heading down towards Beyers Naudé. It is backed up from Rivonia Road already.
And in your sports headlines, Andre Pollard returns to South Africa and tournament record gives New Zealand confidence against India. Details at 6:30.
Die Amerikaanse ambassade in Suid-Afrika het bevestig die Charles de Ferre, Dana Brown, het bedank van die missie. Brown was die tweede in beheer by die missie en het bedank te midde van toenemende spanning tussen Pretoria en Washington. Cliff Shiku berig.
In a statement, the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria says Brown is retiring from the U.S. Foreign Service in March to spend more time with her family in the United States. Brown will be replaced by David Green, who is currently the Deputy Chief of Mission in Nigeria. Tensions between the two countries have been high after the U.S. accused the South African government of confiscating land of certain classes and treating them badly. Yesterday, the U.S. also terminated all funding to HIV and AIDS organizations in South Africa, saying the programs are no longer in the U.S. national interest. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Die Departement van Gesondheid bevestig 3 mense het positief getoets vir apokke in Gauteng. Al 3 sake is in Ekurhuleni aangemeld. Een van die pasiënte het onlangs na Uganda gereis. Gesondheidsdepartement se woordvoerder Foster Mogale.
All 3 cases are now recovering and self-isolating at home. This increases the total cumulative number of positive cases from 25 to 28 cases since the outbreak of this disease in May last year. Therefore, there's no need for public to panic.
Die Vereniging van Staatsambtenare veroordeel die versuim om klas- en verblyfgeld te betaal van 720.000 studente wat afhanklik is van die Nasionale Finansiële Hulpskema vir studente. Hierdie krisis het veroorsaak dat studente nie toegang tot hul uitslae het nie en ander nie met hul studies kan voortgaan nie. Klaarmaker van die vakbond versoek die minister van hoër onderwys om betalings te bespoedig, Neswas se rol te heroorweeg en instellings direk te betaal.
The blame must squarely lie with these higher education institutions, coupled with the fact that NASFAS has once again bungled and not paid student fees and accommodation fees timelessly. This has caused much concern and anxiety among our students, leaving them unable now to register for the new academic year.
Sodra die son ondergaan vanaand, is dit jou laaste kans om 7 van ons sonnestelsel se 8 planete op een slag te sien vir 'n lang tyd. Volgens Pieter Coetzee gaan die verskynsel eers weer in 2040 plaasvind. Coetzee is 'n buitengewone professor aan die Noordwes Universiteit se sentrum vir ruimtenavorsing.
Dit is belangrik om 'n oop horison kort na sononder tot jou beskikking te hê. Kyk maar op, wees geduldig na 'n sonsondergang en kyk uit vir hierdie verskynsel wat nie elke dag na vore kom nie.
En in Gauteng word daar môre bewolkte weer met buie en geïsoleerde buie verwag. Pretoria 25, Johannesburg 22, Mbombela 28, Emlangeni 24 en Polokwane 25. Amiel Pinaar, Mondays at 7.
Thank you very much, Neil. It is Friday afternoon on The Drive with Rob and Roz.
And it is 4 minutes past 6, and you know what that means? It's time for Rob's Mix.
The Drive with Rob and Roz on Jacaranda FM. Rob Forbes live on Jacaranda FM. Rob's Mix on Jacaranda FM.